kidney failure, blindness, and heart disease. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes also. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation has already made our day-to-day lives so much better.
Every year on my birthday, when I blow out the candles, I wish for a cure.
Call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Please fix it so I don't have diabetes anymore.
626,000 investors.
That's how many people SIPC has helped since 1970.
$15 billion.
That's how much SIPC helped investors to recover.
What is SIPC? The Securities Investor Protection Corporation. An investor's first line of defense in the unlikely event a brokerage firm fails.
SIPC for real people like me.
And me.
And you. Learn more at www.sipc.org.
I grew up in an all-white neighborhood.
I grew up in a diverse neighborhood.
Everyone I knew was just like me.
Brought something different to the party.
They looked like me, thought like me, acted like me. So my neighborhood always stayed the same.
They introduced me to different tastes, different ideas, and different ways of doing things. So my neighborhood always got more interesting.
They definitely helped shape the way I look at things.
And they prepared me for the future.
They did?
They did.
A neighborhood rich in diversity can leave its inhabitants better off and more able to succeed in the global community we and our children will face in the years to come. To better understand the full range of benefits offered by neighborhood diversity, please log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org.
I want my kids to live a richer life.
A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
I love you.
Oh, yeah. You're tuned into WMFO here in Medford. It's the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and we are going way back this week. Our theme is From the Vault, featuring The Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott era AC/DC. With thanks to former WMFO DJ, DJ Easy Ed, who alternated with Steve Harnish 6 to 8 p.m. Fridays right before my show from 2006 until 2021. And actually, before that, we had Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez before me. And he's on the air right now on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And he plays music that's in the same vein. In fact, this Ennio Morricone Titoli song is his theme. His theme song. If you didn't already know that. So, the last set commenced with The Ventures version of Son of a Preacher Man, and I found that on volume 4 of their In the Vaults compilation. And then it was AC/DC's Vaults version of School Days, followed by Dacus and Wes Rebels, a song called Box Back, as in J.S. Bach is back again. And that was on the instrumentals from the Norman Petty Vaults. That's Swift. Then it was The Ventures again, original number 1, followed by Chances, another Norman Petty production. And Black Grass was the name of that song. Ventures once again with High Tide, followed by a couple of public service messages, and then we finished off the music with the Vaults Bonfire Disc 4 version of Get It Hot. And that was, well, that version was the same song as Get It Hot on Highway to Hell, but the riffs were a little different, and so were the lyrics. So, in the next set, we're going to be doing the same thing again. Although, I'm just going to play you one AC/DC song, Backseat Confidential, which is going to close out that set. And that eventually turned into the song Beating Around the Bush on Highway to Hell. But Backseat Confidential, yeah, different lyrics, the same riff. A little bit different. It's a powerhouse of a song. So, yeah, we're going to hear another Dacus and Wes Rebels track, Sour Biscuits. And then a collaboration with Don Wilson, The Ventures, The Twomp is in the middle of that set. And let's get things going with start the set off with another Ventures song for you. Here they are with Flights of Fancy, with a kind of flanger effect. Yeah. Oh, it's a phaser. I can say that. Yeah. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford from the Vault.
Sure. We both wanted to try it, but we're too afraid for now. say let's go for it. I know, but I'm so kind of silly.
Strong, shaggy liver.
You should have licked that girl where she licked you.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm sure. We both wanted to try it, but we've been too afraid before now.
I said let's go for it. I know, but I'm so kind of silly.
You should have licked that girl where she licked you.
It's wrong!
I'm an old woman, my dear. I know my sex.
Stop. Yeah, 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 yeah. you're beating as a twop. Come on, baby, gonna twist and stomp with me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, baby, gonna do the twomp with me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It ain't the twist, it ain't the stomp,
it ain't the
stomp,
it's the twomp.
Come on, baby, gonna twist and stomp. Come on, baby, gonna do the twomp. Come on, baby, gonna twist and stomp. Come on, baby, gonna do the twomp.
Come on, baby, gonna. Come on, baby, gonna. Come on, baby, gonna do the twomp. Twomp. Twomp, twomp. Twomp, twomp, twomp.
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
If you think that by threatening me you can get me to be your slave, well, that's where you're right.
Got what it takes to help you be a leader in your game.
my partner. He drops in every now and then to molest women.
We'll be right back.
Tonight, we're going way back to the vaults with the Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott era AC/DC. With thanks to former WMFO DJ Easy Ed, who was on the air from 2006 until 2021 in the two-hour time slot, alternating with Steve Harnish every Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m., right before me. We've been playing songs from the Ventures in the Vaults compilation. In fact, we started with Flights of Fantasy from Volume 3 of that. That's the way our set began. And then from Norman Petty, Dacus and West Rebels Against, Sour Biscuits, followed by Don Wilson and the Ventures and the Twomp. And then it was Chandelez with El Gato, another Norman Petty production. The Ventures once again with Little People. And then AC/DC's Backseat Confidential, which was a recording that eventually turned into Beating Around the Bush on Highway to Hell. But that's an earlier in development version. And one of the things I like about the Volts album is that Angus, like on that song, does his lead guitar, but it's not an overdub. It's a live lead guitar, so only Malcolm is playing the rhythm guitar part, as opposed to the way it normally works on the fully produced album, where they both play rhythm guitar, and then right there in the middle, they pan Angus's overdubbed lead guitar. Backing me up right now is Esquivel, who was another DJ Easy Ed favorite, along with, he's one of my big four musical idols. Esquivel, Wendy Carlos, Brian Eno, and Les Paul. Yeah, this is, a Jungle Drums is the name of this, this ambiance. So we got one last set for you, and we're going to be doing the same thing we've been doing. Actually, this set, let's see if we can get two AC/DC songs in there for you. And we're going to go a bit beyond the Volts compilation. And this is, no, it's from the Bonfire compilation, but we'll hear Disc 1, AC/DC Live from the Atlantic Studios in this next set. And yeah, the Ventures, we're going to hear the Keeman, more Chandelas, and the Rhythm Masters, those being Norman Petty productions from his Swift Vaults. But let's start off the next set with the Ventures here. Once again, in our final set from the vaults. We'll be right back.
carry on our important work, I want you to join the secret squadron.
For you ladies, but it isn't used in high society outside of a kennel.
the fun you'll have taking Barbie and Ken on dates.
Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio that keeps you in constant touch with your buddies.
Your flight attendants will be coming through the cabin shortly, offering snacks for sale for $5. Also available, in-flight magazines for $3. If you'd like to rent a pillow or blanket, that'll be $2. You need to use the restroom? That fee's $4. If you need anything else, feel free to push that call button for a minimum fee of $1.
Fun down here in hell,
don't we?
You like to dance and drink, don't you?
Yes.
You're gonna love it here on Margarita Mondays. We get up first thing in the morning, we drink all morning, we drink in the afternoon, we drink in the evening, then we start dancing.
Really?
You like to smoke, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you love Toke Out Tuesdays. We smoke all night long, don't we? Smoke cigars, cigarettes, clove cigarettes. We smoke until our lungs fall out.
Wow, sounds kind of cool.
You like drugs, don't you?
I love drugs.
Then you'll love it here on THC Thursdays. That's right. We do heroin, opium, cocaine. We do it all.
Wow, I never knew hell could be this cool.
Thank you.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. We've been going back, way back this week to the vaults, featuring the Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott era AC/DC with thanks to longtime WMFO DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to the Norman Petty and Ventures in the Vaults box sets. We kicked off that last set with the Ventures Saigon and then the Keyman on Norman Petty production with Boy Blue. The Ventures once again with Bongo Rock, and then a live version from the Atlantic Studios of AC/DC's Dog Eat Dog. That was from the disc one of that Bonfire box set, as opposed to the Vaults disc four that we've been hearing mostly from this evening. And then it was the Chandelles with Jetster, another Norman Petty production. The Ventures version of Downtown. Rhythm Masters followed with Exotique. And then a bit of dialogue about Hell and AC/DC's Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. Another selection from that first Bonfire CD. Thanks so much for listening. Alex is here and he's getting ready to bring us another provocative electronic episode of Hyper Reality. So stay tuned for that. I know I will be, because I got some late night dinner to cook. It's going to be a type of pizza bread. I expect to be back again next week. Catch you then. Here on WMFO.